Victor Perton here, and some thoughts on writing and sharing positive affirmations, which is one of our series on an optimist's habit. Optimism is a powerful force that can profoundly shape our lives. At its simplest, optimism is the expectation that good things will happen and that things will work out in the end. This mindset benefits our mental health and is linked to physical well-being and longevity. One of the most effective ways to cultivate and maintain an optimistic outlook is through writing and sharing positive affirmations. What is the power of a positive affirmation? Positive affirmations are short, powerful statements that help to reinforce an optimistic mindset. They're a form of positive self-talk that can help shift your focus from negative thoughts to positive ones. Regularly engaging in positive self-talk can bring many benefits, including optimism, joy, well-being, reduced stress, and improved coping strategies. In my book, Optimism, the How and Why, I emphasize the importance of positive self-talk as a foundational practice for maintaining an optimistic outlook. By consciously focusing on the positive aspects of our lives, we can train our minds to look for and expect good outcomes. This practice helps overcome challenges and builds resilience and a proactive approach to life's hurdles. Writing positive affirmations is a simple yet powerful exercise. Reading the positive affirmations of others is also positive. But imagine the greater strength of focusing on your wisdom and insights and writing them down to enhance your optimism. An example: I radiate positivity and joy, attracting happiness and success into my life. Every day brings new opportunities for optimism and growth. I choose to see the good in every situation, finding joy in the journey. Ensure your affirmations are specific and framed positively. For example, instead of saying, "I will not fail," say, "I am successful in most things I do." Consistency is key. Write and repeat your affirmations daily or weekly to reinforce those positive thoughts in your mind. Some experts on writing positive affirmations recommend choosing one negative thought about yourself and writing down the positive opposite that counteracts that belief. It's worth a try. Sharing positive affirmations can amplify their impact. By sharing your affirmations, you reinforce them for yourself and spread positivity to others. Share your positive statements can inspire those around you and create a ripple effect of optimism. You can share them in conversation. And as you know, I advocate changing your greeting. Instead of "how are you," ask what's been the best thing in your day so far. That encourages others to think positively and share or create new affirmations. Affirmation notes. Write affirmations on sticky notes and place them where you or other people can see them, in the office, in home or public spaces. Group activities. Organise group sessions where people can write and share affirmations. This can be particularly uplifting in workplace settings or community groups. And then, of course, social media, using platforms like Twitter, Facebook and Instagram to share daily affirmations. And use hashtags such as optimism or positive affirmations. The benefits of positive affirmations: improve mental health. So regular positive self-talk can reduce symptoms of depression, anxiety by shifting the focus away from negative thoughts. Enhanced physical health. Optimism is linked to better physical health, including lower risks of cardiovascular disease and improved immune function. Greater resilience. Positive affirmations can enhance your ability to cope with stress and bounce back from setbacks. And then stronger relationships. Sharing positivity can strengthen your connections with others, creating a supportive and uplifting community. Now, as I've said, reading positive affirmations can inspire more of your own. So the Inspiring Voices of Optimism, which is part 3 of my book, Optimism, the How and Why, is a page-a-day section for many readers. It's a way of lifting yourself and those around you. I was delivering one of my workshops in prison, and a convicted murderer told me why he'd come to the workshop. His cellmate had come to a previous workshop and had a copy of my book. The cellmate now keeps a gratitude journal, reads out loud one page of my book daily, and lifts the spirits of his fellow prisoners. This prisoner wanted a deeper dose of that optimism directly from me. You can imagine how good that made me feel, changing one life through my commitment to spreading optimism. So reading positive affirmations can inspire more of your own. Now look, today, what about an experiment? Either write your own message or just write this one. The leader looks like the person in my mirror. And stick that on your mirror or stick it on the mirror at work and see if you get any feedback from anyone else. So finally, positive affirmations can be a cornerstone of an optimistic mindset. By writing and sharing these affirmations, you can foster a habit of optimism that benefits you and those around you. We contribute to a more positive and hopeful world as we embrace this practice. Remember, optimism is not just a state of mind, it's a way of life that can be nurtured and shared. So start today by writing affirmations and watching your optimism grow and spread to others. So, what are your thoughts on incorporating positive affirmations into your daily or weekly routine? And what are your favourite positive affirmations? I wish you a wonderful day.